there was a knock at the door, and it was a young woman and a man, and they said about these anti-gossip fences. And I said, what anti-gossip fences? They said, you've got an anti-gossip fence to stop you from talking to your neighbour. I said, no, we haven't. So he said, can I come through? Yeah, come through. So he said, this is an anti-gossip fence. Oh, so he said, so where do you stand and talk to your neighbour if you talk to your neighbour? Well, on my grass, there was a bare patch where I'd stood. And I showed him, I said, I stand there. He said, oh, no, he said, is your neighbour in? Doris, are you there? Because we'd like to take a picture. Oh, yeah, we'd do anything for a laugh, you know. So he said, right, well, at the time, I had coal. I had bags of coal there, and it was in a... So he said, right, well, stand on that coal. She had to get a chair out, and we had to... She had to lean on the fence, and we had to have a little chat, you see. My brother was coming home from work, and he bought this paper, and on the front page, there's his little sister. So he took it into my mum on his way home. He said, you seen your daughter on the front page of the paper? When we went up to Mum, she'd saved it and I cut it out and I'd kept it ever since. Just recently, because my children didn't know really about it and they was quite interested to read it. And I told Doris, I've still got that. She said, oh, well, when you go up to Lorraine's, because they've got the internet and all that, and Doris said, bring it up and do me a copy. So I said, all right then, and I did. And from there, it's all come out to light again, you see.